Back in Inverness, it's a bright spring morning. Mojo has just finished teaching his first class in African yoga.
That was a most invigorating class, Chief Mojo.
I loved roaring like a lion and leaping like an antelope.
My favorite was that secret yoga breath technique you people use for spear chucking.
Well, you're pretty good at hitting whatever you aim at. That's for sure.
Tomorrow, then? Same time? Bright and even earlier?
Just bright and early.
Ciao.
Did she say ciao? The crows are calling. I gotta feed them. Thanks, Mojo.
Poodles, are you still consorting with those nasty crows?
They're my friends.
Your friends are undoubtedly diseased, and God knows what filthy thoughts they must have. I mean, listen to them. Is that not some foul gutter language?
Crows are okay.
What are you saying?
Come here and listen.
Listen to what?
What you're hearing is a baby crow, and it's telling its mama to feed it.
A baby crow?
If you listen, you can hear the mama's voice. That's the deep one. And the others, they're her babies.
I see no babies. All I see are four enormous, menacing crows, obviously up to no good.
They may look as big as their mama, but they're still just babies.
No.
You can tell by their lips.
What lips?
Well, okay, their beaks. See, it's different.
Hmm.
See the way their mama's feeding them?
Mm-hmm.
And see the way they walk around?
So?
They're learning how to strut their stuff.
Strut their stuff?
What they're doing is the old dinosaur strut.
The what?
Birds evolved from dinosaurs.
Yes, I've heard that.
They found dinosaurs with feathers. Some paleontologists believe that even baby tyrannosaurs had feathers.
No.
So Evie's not just feeding big black crows. She's also feeding the noble descendants of the dinosaurs.
I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm. Lord, have you seen Jack?
Nope, not this morning.
Is he still sleeping?
Well, sometimes he gets up early and goes out for a walk.
Huh, okay. Hey, look at this.
Yep, it's a piano.
That wasn't here yesterday.
No, but it is today.
This is the same piano that was in the masked man's place in the woods.
Yep, could be. Well, have a good one.
Maybe I'll get this thing tuned. Maybe he tuned it for me.
As Mojo tickles the ivories, let's return to Jack Flanders. He has finally entered the fourth tower of Inverness. He found himself in a swamp. A ferryman approached, gestured for Jack to climb aboard his raft, and then set off through the smelly waters until they came to a strange palace in the center of the swamp. And so we find Jack standing before the open doors of this silent, abandoned palace, wondering.
Now what?
He enters. He wanders through the rooms. But he finds no one.
This place hasn't been abandoned for long. Why did everyone leave? Well, may as well check out the top floors.
He climbs the stone steps. He has the feeling he's going up and up into the clouds until he's far above the swamp below and the clear blue sky stretches out before him. And there, seated in the air, is none other than...
Little Frida?
Jack? What are you doing here?
You called.
I did?
Yes, I heard you.
What did I say?
Help.
I did?
You didn't?
No, but I was thinking about you.
You were?
Yeah, I was thinking it would be really fun to show you. Look what I can do. I can levitate.
Oh.
Isn't it neat?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, back in Inverness, all sorts of things have been floating around lately.
Really? Like what?
You know, furniture, lamps, pots and pans. Those kinds of things.
Wow, that is neat.
Little Frida, what are you doing here?
Well, the story is a long one, Jacko.
I got the time.
Okay, pull up some air and sit down.
Sorry. I don't levitate. At least not outside of Inverness.
You wouldn't happen to have a cigar on you, would you?
Actually, I do.
Oh.
Here.
Oh, Jacko, you are so thoughtful.
Well.
Got a light?
Oh, sure.
That is one fine Cuban taper.
Oh, I wish I brought a camera.
Why?
Well, because I've never seen a little girl with pigtails sitting cross-legged, smoking an enormous cigar, and floating in the air.
The best passion is compassion.
Back in Inverness, Mojo is playing the piano. And in an abandoned palace somewhere in the fourth tower, little Frida is about to tell her story.
So, why are you here, little Frida?
I'm looking for a relic.
Oh, like some sacred object.
Yeah, a bone.
A bone? You mean...
A bone.
From what?
A saint.
A saint's bone?
Yeah.
Which saint?
Seymour.
Saint Seymour? I never heard of him.
She's a lesser known saint.
Oh, she?
Yeah.
Well, lesser known. Well, what was she known for? I mean, that is among those who knew of this lesser known saint.
She was known for her kindness and compassion.
Well, that sounds sweet.
Saint Seymour wasn't sweet.
Oh.
She was daring and bold and fierce.
Oh, I see. So you came here in search of her bones?
One bone.
And which bone is that?
Thigh bone.
Saint Seymour's thigh bone?
Yep.
So is that the only bone that exists?
No, that's the only bone that's left that I have to find.
You mean you have the rest of her bones?
That's right.
You mean you've been going around collecting her bones?
That's what I've been doing.
Little Frida, am I a little slow, or are you telling me that you've spent all these years just looking for bones?
And what have you been doing with your life, Jacko?
Well...
It took me a long time to find each one of those bones. They were scattered all over the place.
But, little Frida, why would you want to reassemble a saint?
She wants to go home.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, what did she do? Just come to you in a dream and say, Little Frida, find my bones, put me back together.
That's not very respectful, Jacko.
I'm sorry.
But you're right.
How?
I did dream about her, and she did ask me to find her bones.
Really? Why?
She didn't say.
And you didn't ask?
No.
Are you telling me that you've been wandering around inside the fourth tower for what? For the last 30 years, looking for hundreds of bones, and it was all because of a single dream?
No, that would be stupid.
Oh.
She's been in lots of my dreams.
She has?
She told me where I could find each and every bone.
Well, she talks to you then.
She tells me, go to so-and-so, and there you'll find my big toe.
Well, how do you know it's her big toe that you found?
Because when I touch it, it tingles.
Her toe tingles?
All her bones tingle.
Okay.
Do you believe me?
At this point, I believe anything, little Frida. But why did her bones get scattered in the first place?
Because she's a saint.
Ah.
You know, people believe if you touch the relic of a saint, you'll receive a blessing.
I see.
So her bones were valuable. They were given as gifts. Some were sold. Traded by travelers. That's how she got scattered all over the place.
But how did you get the bones back? I mean, if they're that valuable, why did people give them to you?
I told them my dreams, and they understood.
So you didn't have to steal them?
Well, no. Not what I'd call stealing. Except maybe for this last one.
The thigh bone?
Yeah. I gotta swipe that one.
Just tell him your dreams.
I don't think he'll listen.
Why is that?
Because he's using it.
Her thigh bone?
Yeah.
For what?
A scepter.
A scepter? What is he, some kind of king?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Someone you know.
Someone I know?
Remember the old Rogi?
The... Oh, my God. You don't mean the king of the Rakshasas?
Yeah.
He has St. Seymour's thigh bone.
The cockroach never wins its case when the chicken is the judge.
Ogres, vampires, goblins, and their like are all differentiations of the Hindu Rakshasas, whose special feature is the power to change their shape at will.
Little Frida, what is this palace?
It belongs to the king of the Rakshasas.
Oh, great.
It's okay. He's not here.
You know, I had an encounter with him once.
I heard he's not very fond of you.
Well, every time I asked him a question, he'd stick out that nasty tongue and go blah, 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 blah.
What happened?
Well, I finally gave him a good whack on top of his head with a pole. And he bit off the end of his tongue. But what's an inch or two of tongue when you have one that's 3 feet long, huh?
I bet he's pretty irked, Jacko.
Well, I thought he was an old root-eating way Rogi. I didn't know he was a king or that he had a palace. He was dressed in bark. How should I know?
The king of the Rakshasas has 3 palaces.
3?
He has a swamp palace. That's this one. He has a palace in the desert. And he has a palace smack in the middle of the forest.
Well, which one is he in now?
The smack in the middle one.
But if the king's not here, then neither is St. Seymour's thigh bone that he's using for a scepter. So why are you here, little Frida?
Because all his palaces are identical.
Yeah, so?
I'm memorizing the floor plan. Then I can slip into his forest palace, snatch the bone, and slip out.
Little Frida, I hate to say this, but I don't think that'll work.
Why not?
The Rakshasas are masters of illusion. They can not only change themselves, they can rearrange these rooms and these walls and God knows what all.
I know, Jacko, but what you see here is the bare bones. That's what's solid. If you know the bare bones, then you know where the illusion begins and the reality ends, I think.
I thought it was all illusion.
It is, but we learn to distinguish between the greater and the lesser illusion.